I have the pleasure to introduce to you our area youth leader, Brother Godwin Jude. He's here this morning to deliver the message of the province to the entire youth and the entire church. Let's give God a warm welcome again.
I want to appreciate our area woman. In fact, I'm short of words. It's a privilege which I thank God by His mercy, and I also thank the leadership. God bless you. But I know that when God inspired my mom to call me gospel, He wanted me to preach, and I believe that that's what is going to happen. And what has been happening, so the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. By the grace of God, the first thing I want to do, as the Holy Spirit lead me, is to raise an offering. When He permits me, it may be too small, but the Lord leads me, I want to raise an offering for the area monks. The Holy Spirit told me, sorry about that. I want to do it for you. It's your offering. Sorry about that. Sorry, mommy. Don't want it. Please, mommy. Tell me what I can do. I'm sorry about this, please. It's not a normal tradition. But the Holy Spirit lead me to do it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please, please.
Mommy, please do permit me. Don't permit me. I won't go ahead.
God bless you.
Now, everybody respond to love. Nothing is too small. Okay? I said, I don't want to use the mic because I don't want you to. It's an in-house something. Everybody respond to love. Nothing is too small. December, before the crusade in the parish, the Lord led me to leave place an offering. And that was a confirmation. So, I am led that we raise an offering for the area monks. This is not going to the church. Are you hearing me? I don't need to expatiate what is going on, but the Lord for her is support for the system of what is going on. We don't know what went on. Even that Thursday, the same day I got the phone of money for the first time. So, please put your hands in your pocket. If you don't want to do it, no problem. I know that I wondered if it would be more by the grace of God. God told me when I was fasting, I called as an evangelist. So that God had called me, always speak to me. So even if I wonder if it would be more to God, I have to see obey God, which are both with me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this offering is led by the Holy Spirit. Put your hand in your pocket. Nothing is too small, nothing is too big. Bring us on. Anybody that responds to this call, I prophesy to you. Before the end of this month, something miraculous is happening in your life.
Amen.
Please, how many minutes do I have? So I will walk you with them. How many minutes? How many minutes? sent to America. And I've been praying for almost 6 months. No way. But God surprised me before the end of last month. Before 30th of April, God brought that money, that dollar. I use that same faith. Anyone that will give you this offering for our head of money on the event to support the family of what is going on, your little 50 naira, maybe small, is a big man with big family. But that little is a seed that my mommy has been blessing me for years. I support you to commemorate in the event of what is going on in your family.
The Lord shall support you. The Lord shall support you.
This is not a new offering. When you finish, package an envelope, deliver to mommy at the end of service. That's the instruction from the videos. Mommy, any prayer you pray for your children from this offering, we are going to testify.
Amen.
Long-standing testimony in this church shall happen this year. Father, I call this offering in the blood of Jesus. As you support this offering, God will support our family.
I saw a revelation about the killing this week.
They can sit. God bless you, mom. Please sit. God bless you. Sorry for keeping you standing.
I saw a revelation about the killing. And we are going to lift up, as your hand is, as you are seated down, I want to lift up your right hand. This thing that just started like play in Sokoto, I want to pray and say, God, protect us. I want to pray because what I saw, they carry somebody, they put socks. They collected another person, put socks. On Saturday, when my brother's wife, the child was in the hospital, so we went to the hospital from work. I was in a car, vehicle, sleeping, and I saw it very clear. I woke up and said, Jesus, if you follow my status, you see where I posted either Friday or Saturday. We are going to pray and say, God, Lord, protect me and my family. No, we are in Lagos. I know in the north. You don't know what is going on there. But before it will reach this place, the Lord shall protect us.
Yeah.
And nothing will make it overstand. Yeah. You better be a martyr for your faith than for you to what, be a big man in hell. You will never overstand. God says persecution shall come. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The Lord shall protect you. I have speaking the Holy Ghost, pray the Holy Ghost now. Pray the Holy Ghost, what may the Holy, pray the Holy Ghost. I shall never pass by. Because of the persecution in Nigeria, I shall never pass by. Lord, protect me and my family. In the name of Jesus, pray. Protect me and my family. Protect me and my family. Protect me and my family. In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Lord answer our prayers in Jesus' name. Once again, if I have offended anybody following the Holy Spirit on what I did earlier, apologies. But the Lord asked me to do this. The Lord shall bless you all for complying in Jesus' name. We go straight to our message today. I want to be the time. I want to see how some minutes spare. Time and season for youth harvest. The topic from the province for this youth Sunday of this month is time and season. And I really thank God for the privilege, and God will bless the leadership for this privilege to speak to the area about time and season towards the youth. We have to harvest so. The Bible says, why they persecuted them in one place, they ran to another place. So even this persecution is going to lead to the rapid growth of the church. Can someone shout hallelujah? Yes. If they don't persecute you, the Bible says if they persecute you in one city, run to another. As you are going there, you are going with your Jesus. As you are going there, you are going with your fire. As you are going there, you are going with your zeal. So people there must contact it. And when they contact it, that's how it spread.
That's what God is going to do for this end time. In the name of Jesus. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. A fast reader, when you go home, because of time, read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, from verse 1 to 8. But Genesis chapter 8, verse 22 is the pointer, the major pointer for today. Why the earth remain, seed time and harvest. There's time for everything. There's time to go to school. There's time to work. There's time to learn a skill. There's time to work, deliver a job. There's time to be a single and develop your destiny. And some pursuing mundane things of this world. And there's time for you to marry and give birth to children. You have to wait for your time. If you rush above your time, you have accidents. If a farmer plants something and goes and what? Uproot it after the next 1 week, replant it again, goes after 1 week, uproot it, replant, that crop is going to die. You have to wait and allow it to pass through. The Bible says, I die daily. Jesus, you must die to the flesh. It's a process. There's a time to be in Sunday school and learn the rubrics of Christianity. And there's a time that when you're in school, the people want to confuse and say there's no God. What you learn as a toddler in Sunday school begin to work as a youth in school. But if you have missed your time as a student, as a small girl now, when you tell you're year two, you have now grown and developed, and a young man wants to confuse you, you don't know what to say. Use your time, by the way. The Lord shall help the youth in Jesus' name. I quickly go to the definition of times. What is time? I use verb, the verb explanation. Plan, schedule, or arrange when something should be done or happen. Plan, schedule, or arrange when something should be done or happen. I'll try to be fast. Because as leader, the leadership have told us, our services have to be fast. Now, season. So if you are writing, try to be fast. Season. Or if there's any record, you record it at home, you digest it. Each of the four divisions of the year, the spring, summer, autumn, and winter, marked by particular weather pattern and daylight hour, resulting from the exchanging position with regard to the sun. We are in the time going to rainy season now, am I right? Towards December, we are going to, let's go fishing. That's the time of what? Dry season. So crusade, let's go fishing. Outreach is very good that time. So your church can use this rainy season, plan for let's go fishing, we want to hit three places. As a church and an area, so that we can have more harvest. So you don't use your rainy season to sleep. You need to plan, so that when it's time to go out, you launch out very well. Now, what is youth? The period between childhood and adult age. As simple as that. If you are younger than Daddy Gio, you are youth. Hallelujah. Amen. Harvest, the process or period of gathering in crops. Praise the Lord. Now, number one point about time and season. The devil is also competing for your time. So if you are not serving God, you either serve yourself or you serve the devil. And if you serve yourself, you end up in the flesh. If you serve the devil, you end up destroyed. But if you serve God, you fulfill destiny. I repeat. If you serve yourself, you end up in the flesh. If you serve the devil, you end up destroyed. But if you serve God, you end up fulfilling your destiny. Choose who you want to serve. By the grace of God, when I was 15 years in SS2, I had a dream that converted me as a child of God. And that day, I choose I'm going to serve God. And that by the mercy of God, that day, God inspired me. I took a megaphone and went out to the front gate of our house and preached my first message as a 15-year-old boy in SS2. So I chose that day. Today, you can be your own day. You may be lesser than 15. You may be above 15. You may even be 80. You can choose today while you are alive. Now, number one, you must be born again to be qualified for harvest. End time harvest. Time and season for harvest. There's nothing like time and season if you are not born again. There's nothing like harvest if you are not regenerated. Someone should read John chapter 3, verse 5 for us. Quickly. John chapter 3, verse 5. John chapter 3, verse 5. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter. Someone should read for us.
You cannot enter into the harvest
or be used for the harvest if you are not inside the kingdom. A kingdom we don't belong to in the first place, we cannot propagate it. True of us. True of us. Ah, anyone that is sleeping, may the Lord have mercy upon you.
Amen.
I said, a kingdom you don't belong in, can you propagate it? You don't give what you don't have. So if you are not born again, Tikina, today, ask God, I want to be a child of God. Number two, 2 points. We must pray to harvest souls. We must pray to harvest souls. Now, I want to pause on that. I'll take that as the last point. Let me go to the second point. The Holy Spirit just said, go to use the third point as a word, as the second point. Now, so what is the second point? We must harness the power of social media to harvest more youth for Christ. Now, why am I saying this? Because of this is a youth Sunday. The youth, it is a normal thing that in this age and time, the average youth spend more time on their phone than their Bible. Whether you like it or not. The average youth spend more time on their phone than their Bible. Now, these teenagers, these children will turn up to you very soon. Watch them. Even as at this age, they are always pressing and playing their father's game. They are always pressing their daddy's laptop. Because of what? This is a technological age. So, now that gospel of Jesus need to go into that space to arrest them there. To arrest them there. You watch the music that is going on, the secular music now. The undertone of them is what? Is about sin. The lyrics of most of the music, like there's one I want to just speak out to. When somebody say, if I'm broke, it's your business. Now, what does it mean? It means that you are propagating poverty. That's why I hate the song. Yes, yeah, this is the youth Sunday. This one is only the youth. Take all of them, most of them are Christian in the church. If you open their gallery now, their song, you see those wonderful music inside, and you are a worker. You are a member, you are in the church, you are a redeemer. And you have, say for me now, say for me, you say for me. Look at the lyrics. The devil manipulates your mind. The devil capitalizes your mind because the mind is a seat of information. So whatever you store there, it's what will come out. And subconsciously, if you store being broke as a normal thing, subconsciously, you have no seed to go out and make it. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Because what occupies your mind? That's when I heard of the one that went to the dog. I said, I don't want to even see it. I don't want to see the video because those things can occupy your mind. I don't want to mess with my mind. My mind is the seat of Jesus. Only the word of God should dwell there. Can someone shout hallelujah? If you watch all those things online that doesn't glorify God, you are informing your mind negatively. And the moment you do that, as a youth, as a teenager, as a kid, you grow up and just like phototropism, the way a plant grows towards light, you grow towards sin. You grow towards being broke. You grow towards pornography. You grow towards fornication. You grow towards evil. Because that's what occupies your mind. How many people have read? How many children have read their Bible from cover to cover? See, but some people, I know a sister working in our office. Every song, she knows all the secular song. Jesus. She will rap it and cram it. She will sing all of every one local international. I said, which time do you have to pray? Like what our elder mom was telling us, was admonishing me. Pray more and sleep less. Study your Bible more and read less of those things. You know all the lyrics of the secular song, but you have not finished your Bible from cover to cover, and you are approaching 20. By the mercy of God, not by boasting, God gave them an assignment, one chapter every day. Because to sit down was a problem for me. I'm hyperactive. Evangelist guys will move away. You say sit down, read one chapter every day, but I guess I'm going to the 10th time now. From cover to cover. Then also prayer. Learn to lock yourself off your data. Put your phone on everyone and pray. Social media always there. You can never influence. Those who watch news don't make news. Write it down. Those who always watch news don't make news. What have you done in the kingdom? And people are watching you. Challenge yourself. This young boy now. Challenge yourself. Challenge yourself. Say that by the next 5 years, people will be watching you as a pastor. And if you start now, you lock yourself every day. 1 hour. You leave me alone. And I want to eat. Now pray. Abraham, you enter your study room. You read the 2 chapters of the Bible. Doing consistently for 5 days. People will soon come to watch you. Now someone shout out.
when you're always watching from Telemundo, you enter sci-fi movie, from science fiction, action, from this one you're watching, your destiny is wasted. Social media, that's why we as adults, we have to develop programs that can invade their space. Exciting program, godly program that has godly content. As leaders, as mothers, as fathers, you introduce it into their space, into their world. And look at what happened the other day about the lady that went, the 10-year-old girl that went and made a scandal everywhere. The mom did not put a sensor on her mom. Praise the Lord. So as parents, put a sensor for them. Because if you don't help them, they will give you headache tomorrow. Help your children. I remember when they bought touchlight phone for my senior brother, and they didn't buy phone for me. I went and was crying. My father gave me a heavy knock, a very dirty knock. I cried. I said, I want my own phone. He said, no, you're not here to reach the time. There are some things you keep them as a control. They are still under your house, but they won't pay the rent. You control them on those things to keep them from God. So that before they begin to be exposed to such things in the world, that is enough for God. Intentional closing up some gap of sin. Some people just say, look at this, I've been chatting for you, watching internet, even plus this big brother, watch it as you want, enjoy yourself, my children, and you allow them the garbage in before 15, they are small. So you need to introduce godly content to them. Censor something that they watch. That's how you can do what? Have more harvest as a youth. Have more harvest as a church. Now, I go to the last point before we pray, because after this point, I'm going to take them to pray. God told me that this area, quarter, if we are deep up in prayer, the sky will be a stepping stone. Yeah. More vigils, more fastings, more prayers. The Lord shall strengthen us. Yeah. The Lord shall strengthen us. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Now, the last point for us to have an end time, the time and season for harvest, as according to our message, is that we must pray to harvest souls. You cannot just win soul just by talking. Any man who preach, first point, born again, number two, social media influence, which is very key in this time. Because someone can stay in the comfort of his parlor and be reaching the world through social media. Now, prayer, the third thing is prayer. Any preacher without a good prayer life is a lecturer. Yes, you are a lecturer. Before you preach for 30 minutes, you should pray for 2 hours. Before you preach for 15 minutes, you pray for 1 hour. Before you preach for 1 hour, you should pray for 5 hours. Because your secret is more important than your public. Don't be interested in publicity, in billboard, interested in handbill, than your communion with the Holy Ghost. As a child of God, if you want to win this youth that are there, call me to arrest them. Call me to break their hearts. They need to have an encounter. I was in a church, I was born in a campground. Yes, I was born in the other campground, 26 December. So if it's to church, you could have said this one is naturally from the God. I was a sinner. I play worldly music, I follow women, I do all kinds of things. That's 15 years. When God used a dream, arrest me. 2 a.m. in the morning. My mother used to pray that time in the midnight, my mother would be rakata, red to shatter. I don't know how she was praying for my salvation. So this prayer about the youth harvest. Many youths, no matter how you try, if God does not arrest them, they cannot be saved. Someone should open to the book of Matthew. That's the last point. You know, when I saw the that is open heaven this morning, I now laughed because this message was prepared before I even saw that open heaven. And I now saw Matthew 9:35 about harvest. And I said, the Spirit of God is on. Someone should read Matthew chapter 9:35-38. That's the last portion. Matthew chapter 9:35-38 about the harvest.
And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with passion on them, because they fainted and were scattered among, as sheep having no shelter. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that the will be sent forth, laborers into his harvest.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
reminds me, I was at last hotel, I think last week, or some months ago, when I see the youths, they are just moving, some are hanging their hand on their women, moving the school, just moving like sheep. This, as I read this portion, just give me that mental picture. Like sheep without shepherd, many youths are out there who can do something for God. Many youths are out there who can carry fire. Many youths are out there in school, languishing in sin, going to hell. Bible says they are like sheep without shepherd. Inside them, if you look at them spiritually, they are crying. Who can save me? Who can pray for me? Who can intercede for my salvation? I am consuming our hearts. Who can pour? Pour as a priest of Salem. Who can pour the heavy cross till I come to Jesus? But you are here as a child of God. Only those to walk, only those to give that an offering, only to go to church. Is that enough? That's not enough. That's why I swore by the mercy of God. I used to hate my baby before God. I said, mommy, why did you name me Calvin? Why did you name me Michael? Since we did not name me gospel. Then the name is too church and nice. The name is too holy-go-life. I didn't understand when I accept Jesus. Begin to preach. And I said, yes, this should be. Why was it going to be paid? The name should be gospel. Now, God is calling you. I cannot do it alone. Mommy cannot do it alone. Everybody, we need each other. Pray. He said, pray the Lord of the harvest. Intercede. Cry to God. Secret chamber. Lock yourself. Take up. And you're not resting. Come on me. This one. Come on me. This top one will become a great apostle. I think what our most great men of God were once sinners. So we lost their faith. They don't talk much.
Are you ready to pray? In this Obawale alone, if God, if there's a cry of revival, you know how many, you know how many, you know how many.
Begin to pray the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray, pray. Somebody's not hungry. Somebody's not hungry. Say, Lord, I need enter the harvest of youth. Enter the harvest of youth. Enter the harvest of youth. Let it be happen.
Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.